Let's head to the Outer Sunset in San Francisco for our next talented act from Sunset Youth Services. It's an organization that supports young people and their families with things like parenting classes, food assistance, and job training. Some of that training happens at Upstar Records. It's the youth-run record label inside of the center where young people learn audio production. And it's where you'll usually find 16-year-old Adriel Diaz.
A typical day looks like I come in here, I record other people's music, I help them make beats, edit videos, record videos, put out music videos, track them, mix their songs.
And somewhere in between, Diaz finds time to work on his own songs. He put out his first single when he was just 12 years old, and he's got his sights set high. Diaz shares his dreams of hip-hop stardom in this edition of Bay Area Beats.
I'm Adriel Diaz. I'm an independent artist out of San Francisco, and, you know, I love making music. Music is my passion. I probably would describe my music as bipolar because a lot of my songs, sometimes I'm so loving life and sometimes I'm feeling down. A lot of my emotions from my songs come from past experiences or questions. A lot of times I have questions because of my age and I just incorporate them in my songs. So, what is my faith? What is it like to be a teenager? What is love? What is life? How do we know when we find love? Or, you know, just questions like that.
When the clouds settle low and the sun sets high, the wind's in the air will no longer fly, the birds in the sky will no longer tweet, the tank full of life will then be only.
That song, it's about, you know, just someone going through their life and how they can struggle and how things may not. Basically, times are going to get tough and you can get through them.
Upside down, hanging from the clouds. My mind's at rest and my flames burn out from life and death and love and hatred. Filled emotions make me feel naked. Feel trouble, feel sorrow. Mad today, mad tomorrow.
I thought of the song. I was on Muni and I was just riding the bus and I just heard this melody in my head. And then I just grabbed out my phone and I hummed it in my recorder. Every time I hear a melody, I record voice memos on my phone 24/7. But when I'm on the bus, like, I'll just do it really quietly or something.
That I'm never gonna make it. I'm still told that I'm never gonna make it, but I'm still here doing me. My life, their dream, my car, my keys, my path, my feet, my heart, my dream.
I remember when I was 8, I had a dream, and it was the weirdest dream ever. I still remember it like it was yesterday. I was literally on stage as a little kid. And I had the microphone and I was singing, I forget what song, it was a song that was on the radio. And there were millions of fans in the audience. And I looked out and I was just singing it. And I woke up and I realized, like, oh my God, that was such a great feeling. Like, I loved that. I woke up, I told my uncle, I was like, I know what I want to do. I want to make music. Like, I'm going to be the first 12-year-old rapper. My goals are huge. My goal is to get signed, to be able to release an album, and to have a fan base. Everybody always says, have a backup plan. They're like, I'm so glad to hear you're doing this and make sure you go to college. You know, and I totally agree. I definitely will have a backup plan, but I do not want to rely on that. I want to make it.
Get that dance.